It's Christmas time at the South Bronx apartment of Jose and Oleda Gutierrez. Their spirits are high. The food budget is low. Jose is the sole income producer, working as a restaurant employee for minimum wage plus minimal tips.
The money we make is not enough. We cannot afford to buy enough food. Because at the end of the month, or sometimes even at the end of the week, Thursday or Friday, the refrigerator is almost empty or sometimes empty. We cannot afford to have meat or different things. We have basic things like beans, rice, milk, eggs. But we want to have something else, like a little treat. It's not possible.
The Federal Nutritional Food Stamp Assistance Program helps the Gutierrez family with some basics. But with significant cuts possibly looming in the federal budget, a nutritious diet may be a thing of the past for the working poor. Filomena Acevedo is coordinator for the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.
Even though they're working, they still need food stamps because it's not enough. Whatever they earn, they have to pay their rent. And whatever they have left, it's not enough to put on their table.
In West Harlem, the poor and the hungry line up outside the food bank for New York City's Community Kitchen and Food Pantry. Margaret Purvis is president and CEO.
We serve families, and to be in the city, most of those families are going to have to work, and they do. They work every day. They work hard for their living. Unfortunately, they don't make enough to actually cover the rent and the food and the child care expenses.
Across the city, Food Bank for New York City distributes 120 free meals every minute. Previous cuts to the federal nutrition program 2 years ago cost the city 5.3 meals a month. Many of those meals were targeted for working families. Still, the White House says that in 2014, over 2 million children benefited from food stamps, impacting their lives well beyond their childhood years. The study cites benefits for health, education, and economic self-sufficiency. In New York, the benefits have been available to 400,000 preschool-aged children.
This is from the
meantime, back in the Gutierrez apartment, Christmas is much on the mind of the two children and, of course, the parents.
The pet jet.
The father reviews his children's desired toy list.
Most of the presents they want, I know I cannot afford all of them, but I'm going to make sure they're gonna have a Merry Christmas.
Jose says he will buy his two youngsters gifts as soon as he gets his next paycheck. But he's worried it won't be enough for many gifts, nor enough for holiday food. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.